Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Today's show is being brought to you by Primordial Performance. Visit primordialperformance.com today and take advantage of their annual summer blowout sale. Everything on the website is up to 40% off. We did a show about D-aspartic acid and its ability to raise testosterone levels. Well, you can get a bottle of D-aspartic acid there for around $20 thanks to this annual sale. So visit primordialperformance.com today. You know, we have been taught to become fat phobic. Everybody is afraid of fats nowadays, and we have now learned that that is an incorrect attitude to have. We know that healthy fats are more important than abstaining from fats entirely, but one fat seems to have been left out in the cold from this new warm embrace, and that's saturated fat. We're going to be talking about saturated fat today so that we can clear up some misconceptions. My guest today is none other than Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation, fast becoming one of my favorite guests on the show. How are you doing, Dr. Smith?
I'm doing great, Carl. Thank you so much. I appreciate that intro. Very kind.
Yeah. And it is true, isn't it? I mean, saturated fat is pretty much still the redheaded stepchild of the lipid family, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it's unfortunate because we know that saturated fats play a very important role in the human body. Without saturated fats, we wouldn't have cell membranes. Our nerves wouldn't conduct properly. We wouldn't have energy stores. So obviously saturated fats play an important physiological role, and probably they don't play as much of a pathological role in heart disease as we once thought.
Well, now, when did this, you know, I am a big believer in practicing health history now.
I love that term. It's a perfect way to say it, yep.
And you know, when we look back generationally, we go back two or three generations, we know that our ancestors consumed a lot of saturated fats, lots of raw animal fats, beef tallow and lard and so on and so forth. And heart disease was not even on the radar back then. When did heart disease become linked to saturated fat consumption?
It was mostly, there was a doctor named Ansel Keys in about the, I think it was about the 1950s. And he actually put together a hypothesis. Basically, in the 50s and 60s is when we started seeing this increase in heart disease. And so a lot of doctors doing the job they're supposed to do, they were trying to figure out what's going on here, right? So they were looking at lifestyles. They were looking at what were we doing different. And one of the things that he noticed is people were eating more saturated fats, you know, in the 50s compared to, say, the 20s and 30s. And so he started looking at these groups of people in different parts of the countries, and the only thing he could really figure out was that there was this new type of diet that we were eating that was a little bit heavier in the saturated fat. So he developed this hypothesis based on just looking at lifestyles and populations. They weren't real studies. Okay, they were just populations, and he came up with this idea that, the reason we're having heart disease now is because of saturated fats. The problem with all that, when you go back and you look at the data that Dr. Keys was quoting, none of those small little population studies he was looking at, none of them took into other factors like the rise in diabetes. They didn't take into account smoking.
Or the increase in sugar consumption.
That's the big thing. They never really even looked at dietary sugar because back in the 1950s and 60s, it was kind of like, how can sugar be so bad for you? It tastes so good. It must be these heavy saturated fats that are doing it.
Right.
And so, Doctor, you know, you have to understand, Dr. Keys did a good job. He was trying to investigate this increase in heart disease, and he was trying to find out why this was happening. And he simply came up with a hypothesis about the connection between the increase in saturated fats and heart problems. But we somehow, and I don't even know really where in history this developed into more fact than it ever did hypothesis. There are no major studies that actually link saturated fats to heart disease. There are some population studies. They are small. We know that the Framingham Heart Study, which is that big, huge population study, there are some associations, but there's nothing definitive, especially when it comes to saturated fat. So really, Dr. Keyes's hypothesis turned into fact, and even today, it still remains fact. And this was back in the 1950s when he came up with this.
You know what I love? Dr. Lauren Cordain, when he was on my show one time and we were talking about Paleolithic eating styles.
Yes.
Made a comment.
Neolithic diet.
Yeah. He made a comment that stuck with me forever. He said if you listen to epidemiologists, you would think that fire trucks start fires. Because every time there's a fire, there are lots of fire trucks there.
Right.
And you know,
that's a great way to think.
I know, and when you think about that, it's like we really are so monolithic when we look at research, and that's why I say you have to practice health history. You have to look back. You got to say, look, my great grandfather, he ate raw animal fats, he ate raw butter, milk, and everything else,
right.
and they didn't have heart disease. Something else has changed.
Something else has changed. And here's another example that kind of really hits it home, and I love to see this kind of data. When you take certain people, specifically there are certain African tribes, one is called the Samburu tribe, they still actually eat basically a Neolithic type diet. Lots of whole milk, tons of red meat. They even drink cow's blood in some of their ceremonies. However, they've taken some of those tribe members out of Africa. They brought them to the United States. They're fed a Western diet, and guess what happens to them? They get heart disease.
Yeah.
Yet when they're in Africa, they were thin. Now, granted, they were more active, so we know exercise and activity plays a role. But it's my belief, and it's Life Extension beliefs, the key culprit in all this is when you add the refined sugars to the saturated fats. And that's really where we need to focus. We know that really when you have the saturated fat, and literally when you eat it at the same time, I got to tell you, Carl, one of my favorite desserts, I'm going to eat it, one of my favorite foods is cheesecake. I love it, but it's one of the worst things you could eat because that combination of all that saturated fat with the refined sugar, that's the trigger for heart disease, and that's really where we need to focus on. It's not the saturated fat. We've been eating that for centuries.
Right.
It was the development and the initiation of all these refined sugars into the diet
which we have not been eating for centuries.
Right.
You know, our only ingestion of sugar was maybe the occasional honey pot that we came across or fruit.
Right.
You know, we didn't have, all of this refined, highly concentrated blocks of sugar to eat. Those are the things that we didn't have.
Yeah, and people don't even realize, even having cavities, for instance, just to give you an idea, back at, at the late 1800s, early 1900s, Carl, cavities were almost unheard of. But it wasn't until we started adding these refined, simple sugars, these refined white sugars into our diet, that so many problems started developing, not just the cavities, but also the heart disease. We need to take the focus off the saturated fat and really focus on the culprit of chronic disease in this country, and that's refined sugars. As a matter of fact, other than the immediate energy you get from a refined sugar, there's really nothing else it does in the human body. As a matter of fact, leftover, it gets stored as body fat.
Right.
Whereas we know saturated fat, I can name you the three key saturated fats. And, for instance, stearic acid is probably the most common saturated fat. It's found in cocoa. It's the main one found in animal fat. Well, that very important saturated fat actually has been shown to lower LDL and raise HDL. It actually helps you metabolize all the different proteins and fats in your body better. And it's important to nerve cell membrane, to regular cell membranes, to nerve cell conduction. So I can sit there and take all of these saturated fats that are found in nature, natural saturated fats, and I can show you the benefit in the human body. When you look at refined sugars, about all they do is give you immediate energy and make body fat.
Well, actually, they do one other thing. And this has been proven in about three different studies now. That it is glucose signaling that speeds aging. Glucose signaling on a cellular level increases mitochondrial apoptosis. it's glucose signaling that tells the body to age. Now, when you look at Paleolithic human beings who didn't have access to refined sugars, but they got their glucose through gluconeogenesis from the proteins and fats that they ate, they did not have the chronic disease that we have today.
Right. There's actually, and it's interesting you bring up this glucose signaling idea. We know that when you bombard the body or saturate the bloodstream with glucose, what happens is the bloodstream's, I like to kind of think of it this way. Think of your bloodstream as becoming bloated. And sugar is one of the best ways to draw in all kinds of toxins and water into the bloodstream, and the bloodstream literally swells. That swelling causes a type of stress on each cell that signals the cell to pull that gunk out of the blood and into the cell itself. As you do that, you're bringing in not just the sugar, you're bringing in more toxins, and we actually believe it's that process that leads to higher oxidative stress within the cell and intracellular inflammation. And as we know, oxidative stress and inflammation really are the two leading theories of aging, and we believe now they're happening at that cellular level, and it might actually begin with what you just said, the glucose signaling. When you have all of this sugar in your blood and your bloodstream bloats, man, that is not good. That is a cardiovascular system ready to collapse. So in order to handle that, you have to bring all that gunk in. And when you bring all that gunk inside the cell, that's when the damage happens to the DNA, the mitochondria. That's when those free radicals get going. And your cells actually themselves begin to swell because of all of that extra salt and sugar that's in them now.
Yeah, it's sugar is bad. Sugar is the devil.
That's an easy way to summarize everything I just said.
Yeah, you know, no, like on that movie with Adam Sandler, the water boy, his mother used to go, you know, this was the devil. Sugar is the devil. Sugar. There you go.
You summarized it up perfectly.
Yes. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be exploring more about saturated fat, its importance, and what makes it bad for you. We're talking today with Dr. Michael Smith. You can get a copy of Life Extension, actually a subscription to Life Extension magazine by going to superhumanradio.com down on the bottom right-hand side. Everyone should be getting their subscription to Life Extension magazine by now. If you're not getting it, shame on you. We'll be right back.
Time's up, over, loud. Get back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes gravity. Choke. He's so mad.
Selective androgen receptor modulators represent the future of hormone replacement therapy. Institutions looking to perform research depend upon the potency and authenticity of the materials they buy. That's why your institution needs to trust Chemex for their SARMS materials. Go to chemx.net today for SARMS S4 for your research project. Don't trust the success of your project to questionable sources. Trust chemx.net. That's chemx.net. Chemex. Are you tired of the same old pre-workout product? Would you like to catapult your body's growth and performance potential to an entirely new level? LG Science's Anadrolic State GT is the world's first kinetic amplification system. Anadrolic State GT goes beyond the pre-workout powders in functionality, adaptation, and power. Anadrolic State GT is the first of its kind, allowing users to take aggressive control in the gym with ferocious focus, explosive energy, and dominating strength. Anadrolic State GT is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet, and other fine retailers. Get yours today and join the LG Sciences Uprising.
Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now.
We all know how effective amino acid supplements are. Well, get ready to be shocked. Amino acid supplements just reached a new level of strength. Say hello to Gear. Gear is super concentrated, super potent, and so bioavailable, it's equivalent to injectable amino acids. Gear is best used between meals to keep nitrogen balances tilted towards anabolism. Gear causes an increase in anabolic signaling that tells your muscles it's time to grow. Get Gear today by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Gear. This ain't your daddy's amino acid supplement.
A company committed to truth in advertising, to science-driven product development. A company that still believes in accountability to its customers.
All American EFX is that company. With a full line of performance-enhancing aids like Crealkaline EFX Pro, muscle pump amplifiers like Nitric EFX, growth and recovery enhancers like LBA Pro and LG5 Pro, and a fully tested core nutrition series. So if you want the very best in bodybuilding and performance supplements, go to any GNC or visit AAEFX.com today. That's AAEFX.com. All American EFX. We don't play games. We just help you win them.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yeah! Throw your hands in the air right now, man.
That's Professor Axel.
Joe Crack the Dawn.
Our friends over at Orbit Nutrition, Mitch Barham, have made it possible for every one of my listeners to get a free trial sample of Attack, which is a new pre-workout supplement that does not have any stimulants in it, but it's very, very effective at causing you to be more focused and stronger in the gym. If you go to superhumanradio.com, you can get your free trial sample. I believe it's either 4 or 5 servings, so you can try it for a few days. Go to superhumanradio.com and get your free trial sample of Attack. Thanks to Mitch Barham over there at Orbit Nutrition. And also remember, when buying from Orbit Nutrition, use the coupon code SHR10, that's SHR10, to save an additional 10% off of their already low, low prices. Thanks to Mitch for being a supporter of Superhuman Radio. My guest today is Dr. Michael Smith. We're talking about saturated fat. It's not really as bad for you as you think it is, or as most people want you to think it is. Even today, Dr. Smith, physicians still warn their patients to monitor and suppress their consumption of saturated fat, don't they?
Well, and that comes a lot from the Framingham Heart Study. We know that that very important population study does show an association between high cholesterol diets, high saturated fat diets, and a slight increase in cardiovascular risk. However, see, it's not really the cholesterol. It's not really the saturated fat that's causing the problem. Cholesterol is important to the body. Saturated fat is important to the body. The danger comes in when these types of molecules, these types of fats, are actually oxidized. It's the oxidation of saturated fats, it's the oxidation of cholesterol that actually begins that buildup of plaque and makes these plaques unstable in your arteries. Unstable plaques can rupture, leading to what we call acute coronary syndromes, acute heart attacks, acute strokes. And guess what? Guess when a saturated fat is most likely to be oxidized?
Well, I know the answer, but I'll let you say it.
In the environment of refined sugars.
Right.
We know that refined sugar, when you have these, you know, let's say I eat that cheesecake I was talking about before, and I spike my blood sugars, because that's what happens. Your blood sugar level spikes after you eat refined sugars. And in order to compensate for that, insulin gets dumped into the blood system. You get all these types of metabolic derangements, and one of the things that happens is you start developing oxidative stress. You start developing these oxygen-free radicals that love to attack fats and cholesterol. They essentially change the fat or cholesterol just enough to make it more sticky, more prone to get clogged up in those arteries. And so when you add the refined sugars with saturated fats, you're increasing the potential of essentially fat oxidation, or what's called beta oxidation. And when that occurs, that's when you start getting the development of the atherosclerosis and the severe blockage of arteries. So it's the fat itself is not the problem. It's the sugar, and it's the oxidative stress that sugar is causing in your system.
Do you think it's adequate enough just to avoid consumption of refined sugars during a high saturated fat meal, or is it something that you have to, like, in other words, all day long you have to avoid the saturated the sugars?
Yeah, no, that's a really good question. I mean, obviously, I'm going to tell you to avoid them all the time.
Yeah,
I mean, let's keep it simple. I always tell people, our members at Life Extension, in my own practice back in Texas, I tell people just stay away from things white as much as possible, the white sugars, the white flours. But you make a good point. If you're doing all the right things, having some refined sugar once in a while, your body, I got to tell you, that's one thing I've learned, Carl. The body is very resilient.
Right.
Okay? Let me tell you something. It takes some big hits, and it keeps on ticking, all right?
Right.
However, the problem is if you're not controlling your diet the way you should, it goes beyond just those sugar spike after meals. See, if you've been eating for 20 years lots of saturated fat with refined sugars together, what you start developing are the symptoms of insulin resistance.
Right.
And when you get that insulin resistance, that means that you're not really spiking anymore. you're actually just your sugar level in your blood is high all the time. You literally are swimming in oxidative stress. So at that point, it doesn't really matter if you're eating the fat with the sugar, because you already are under a tremendous amount of oxidation. When you eat saturated fats in that environment, that's the danger. So I got to tell you, yes, just avoid the simple sugars as much as possible. There are some other things you can do, and maybe we can talk about
yes.
that, of helping your body to control those sugar spikes, because that's really where it all begins, and also how to protect your body from allowing the fats to be oxidized. But the point I'm trying to make here, Carl, it's not the saturated fat that's causing the problem. It's the high oxidative stress that comes from the refined sugars, which are all over our diet. And by the way, even if you think you're avoiding simple sugars, you're probably not. Simple sugars are everywhere. High fructose corn syrup is everywhere. It's in everything. So it's something that really is an issue for all of us, even if you think you're eating that good diet.
So when you say it's everywhere, we're not talking about fruit now, right? Are we talking about fruit?
Good
when we
question.
Talk about...
No. Now, what the thing that the sugar that's found in fruit is called fructose, right?
Right. Fructose is not the greatest type of sugar, even though a lot of doctors will tell their pre-diabetic patients to start eating more fruit as their source of sugar, because it has to make a first pass through the liver before it becomes potentially available to the body. But fructose has a tendency to turn into a long chain triglyceride if left unburned, right?
You do have to remember that it will actually, Carl, any sugar, whether it's fructose, sucrose, they all break down into the base of all blood sugar, which is called glucose. And if you're not burning that glucose, how does the body store that extra energy? It stores it as body fat, because that's the best way to store up energy in the body. So all of your sugars essentially, even if it's good natural sugars, eventually can become body fat if you're not careful, and can increase the oxidative stress. But the difference between table sugar and fructose is like day and night. Fructose, which comes from natural fruits, it's a natural sugar that your body knows how to better metabolize. The problem with refined sugars, they're almost like foreign foods, almost unnatural in a sense that they've been so overly processed that they overwhelm the body's normal metabolic pathways to handle them. When you overwhelm those systems, they back up into oxidative stress, it backs up into inflammatory markers, and you start making more body fat. So fructose, if you have to get sugar, that's a more natural sugar from fruit, that your body's going to be able to handle that better than those more foreign little sugars that we call refined sugars. There's a difference between them.
You know what I've always found amazing? When you go to a traditional physician and he tests you for your cholesterol levels, and then he says, oh, gee, you know, your triglycerides are so high, and we're going to put you on a statin drug to lower your cholesterol. And the thing that always startles me about that is we're totally ignoring that the word triglycerides implies that there's some sort of sugar there, because glyceride, glycerin, you know, I mean, that's we're talking about sugar at that point, right?
Of course, yeah. Well, sugar it does very easily become the fats in the body, and that's how the body stores up the energy. And now, you know, a simple way to think of it is this way, Carl. The body never wastes energy, okay? It can't do that. The body, believe it or not, and it's hard for us to kind of conceptualize this today, but the body is actually trying to do one thing. It's trying to keep you from starving, okay? And that's an important thing to understand. So that means every calorie that you bring into your body, the body is either going to use it right there to supply immediate energy needs, right? Or if there's any left over after that, it doesn't just waste that energy. Because it's scared to death that you're going to come into a famine someday and starve, it turns all of this simple energy into more stored energy, which is simply called body fat. The reason the body likes to take sugar into fat is because fat can be stored without water. See, if you had to rely on glycogen, which is the sugar stores in your body, you're very limited with that, because glycogen requires water to store it. If you had to store up all this energy that your body wants to save in case you starve, if you had to do it as a sugar, you would dehydrate.
How do you like
you would,
that?
You would literally dehydrate. You would die. So the body then says, well, hey, wait a second here. I can actually make a fat out of that sugar. I can keep my water for the cells. I can put this fat away in these fat cells without the water. It's high energy, ready to go in case, Carl, you run into that famine and you starve someday. So the body ultimately has this evolutionary drive not to starve. And the best way not to starve is to take any leftover energy and turn it in to these clumps of body fat. So there is an absolute connection between refined sugars and body fat. Now, what we're really talking about here, though, the difference here is the saturated fats that we're eating, okay?
Right.
Saturated fats that you're eating actually don't become body fat.
Why do doctors say that saturated fat becomes the bad cholesterol? They always talk about, if you have to cut your cholesterol, they tell you, you've got to reduce saturated fat intake.
Well, that's because back in the 1950s, 1960s, with Dr. Keyes and his original studies, we actually believed that most of the cholesterol in your body came from what you were putting in your mouth. We now know that that's not right. Most of the cholesterol that comes in your body comes from your liver, not what you're putting into your system.
Right.
Not what you're eating. Most of the saturated fat that you're eating, Carl, is used for cell membranes. It's used in certain hormone production. It's, as I mentioned before, it's important to the nervous system. I mean, these saturated fats play a very important role in many different systems. So your dietary intake of these saturated fats are really being used physiologically by the body. They're not what's causing the body storage. What's causing the body fat storage is the sugar. Because as I said at the beginning, there's really only two things sugar does. It either is going to be burned or it's going to be stored. How is it stored? Body fat.
Yeah.
That's it. That's where your excess weight comes from, the metabolic
rate. Why don't physicians, when a patient comes in and they do a blood lipid profile on them and they go, look, your cholesterol is really high. Why don't they tell them, look, I want you to cut your refined sugar intake and let's cut you back here in a month and let's take a look then? Why don't they do that?
I don't know. It's mind-boggling to me too, because we know and we believe here at Life Extension that the American diet culprit, the chronic disease culprit in this country is refined sugars. We believe refined sugars directly impacts what we call the metabolic syndrome, which is blood pressure issues, cholesterol issues, triglyceride issues, obesity issues. I have no idea why my medical doctor colleagues don't focus on sugar. Let me give you an example of this too. Do you know, when was the last time, Carl, you had a blood test and you had your fasting blood sugar done, your glucose? Do you know what your
number was? A year ago.
You know what your number was?
Yeah, it was 78, I want to say.
That's excellent. Yeah, that's excellent. Well, most doctors, most of my colleagues, allow that fasting blood sugar to go up to about 110.
Before they become alarmed.
That's just horrible. I mean, that to me is diabetes, 110.
Yes.
We actually at Life Extension believe that a more optimal fasting blood sugar level is between about 70 and 85. Now, when I tell some of my colleagues that I say 70 and 85, they look at me like I'm nuts. You know, they allow people to get up in some cases to 120 before.
Well, but you know what? But you know why that is? That the curve. It's the curve. Because if they had to keep people at 70 to 85, 99% of their patients would be considered pre-diabetic, because most people don't fall into that range. You have to really work, both exercise and eat properly, for a long period of time, probably 6 months, before your blood sugar will end up in that zone.
But it's possible to get there.
Yes.
And
not only is it possible, but it baffles me. Well, I want to talk about this when we come back from the break, actually. All right,
okay.
Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk more with Dr. Smith. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment.
change your life now.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Turinabol from primordialperformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at primordialperformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best price and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
If you've been waiting to buy the book Change Your Life Now, there is an additional 15% off the cover price of the book. If you go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Change Your Life banner ad, an additional 15% will be discounted from your purchase. Check the book out. It's a great book. It's especially great if you have people in your family that you want to enlist into the journey of physical culture and nutrition. It's an easy book to understand. Very, very quick read. Change Your Life Now. My guest is Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation. Everyone should be getting their copy of Life Extension Magazine. We're going to be talking about an upcoming issue very shortly. If you are not already a subscriber, go to superhumanradio.com and get a free subscription to Life Extension Magazine today. Don't wait another minute. Okay. I lost my train of thought, Dr. Smith. I gotta take more fish oil.
We know. Hey, that's a perfect lead way to what I wanted to talk about.
Right, we are going to talk about that in just a second. But one of the points that I wanted to make when we went into the break, what were we talking about? I apologize. I have to ask you.
I was explaining to you the real detrimental effect that the sugar has on not just your body, but I wanted to start talking about how it has an effect on the brain.
Okay.
And that's where I wanted to lead this next section.
Okay, let's just go there.
Because you had mentioned that you had forgot what your train of thought was, and this is a perfect lead way into what I wanted to talk about
with you.
What's interesting here, I mean, how many people today suffer from what we call brain fog? You know it's just kind of like that, you're not thinking.
You're not functioning optimally. You feel like there's actually cotton in your head sometimes.
Right, exactly. And there's actual evidence now that demonstrates that when you eat a saturated fat diet with refined sugars, what we've been talking about, we know how bad that is for the heart and the cardiovascular system. But when you combine those two types of foods together, it may have a detrimental effect on both brain structure and function. There was actually a study out of Neuroscience, the journal called Neuroscience, published in 2002. And they showed it was an animal study, but we have to start somewhere, right?
Right.
And this animal study really was just kind of washed under the table by a lot of neurologists, and I don't understand why, because I think it says a lot. When you combine refined sugars with saturated fats, you decrease these very important compounds, chemicals in the brain called neurotrophic factors. neurotrophic factors essentially allow different parts of the brain to talk to each other.
Right.
And when you don't have enough of these neurotrophic factors, you're not able to think as clear. You lose your memory. Maybe you start developing symptoms of Alzheimer's.
Well,
dementia.
I was just going to say, I'll take it a step further. Neurotrophic factors are now being experimented with as an adjunct therapy for people who suffer from Parkinson's disease.
Absolutely. All of these, see what these important chemicals are doing in the brain, Carl. See, the brain has many different parts, but these parts are always interconnected, right? You know, learning, memory, spatial learning, all of these things happen because one part of the brain is talking to another part. They make these what we call neuronal connections, and it's the neurotrophic factors that allow that to happen. As we're growing, as we're going from kids to adolescents, we're swimming in these neurotrophic factors. As we get a little older, they do drop down. But what this study showed is that when you combine refined sugars with saturated fat, the net effect on these neurotrophic factors in the brain is detrimental. They almost are wiped out completely. And what they showed is that these animals that they were doing the studies in were not able to think. They weren't able to do a basic little maze that they were doing before. And it leads me to think that when you look at the Western diet, look at all the problems it causes, and we can now probably link it to a lot of the mood disorders, the dementias that we deal with, the aging brain problems that so many people call life extension about, could very easily be linked to two dietary sources, saturated fats and refined sugars when put together.
Well, I got to take it. I would like to make a statement there. I don't think it's saturated fats because saturated fats, it's the refined sugars.
It is, and that's what
you add refined sugars to anything, to anything. They are the devil. They become they ruin everything. They ruin the party. They ruin the party.
It does, and it goes back to my point that I was making. It's not the saturated fat. The saturated fat is very important, actually, for brain structure. I talked about that. So then you ask yourself, well, wait a second. How can you tell me saturated fat's important for brain structure? Then you have this other study that shows it ruins these neurotrophic factors in the brain of animals. The key thing is the refined sugars. Refined sugars increase oxidative stress, increase inflammation in the body. It's those processes that then kind of destroy those saturated fats. Those saturated fats are not metabolized properly, and they are important for those neurotrophic factors. So without proper structure of saturated fats, which are destroyed by the refined sugars, those neurotrophic factors aren't working properly. Matter of fact, they just drop dramatically in the brain, and you start having these brain fog moments. So you're right. It's not the saturated fat. It's that refined sugar, the culprit in this country's rise in, or really epidemic in chronic diseases like diabetes, dementias, and heart disease. It's those sugars.
What's it going to, you know, Oprah went out on a campaign to get people to stop texting while driving. I want to go out on a more profound campaign that will save hundreds of thousands of lives. I want people to abandon sugar entirely. And I'll take it a step further. And I want them to abandon artificial sweeteners for two reasons. Number one, because these are chemicals and we don't know what they're doing to our body. But more importantly, many artificial sweeteners will still increase a rise in insulin because the body thinks sugar is coming.
Yeah, and the body doesn't even really know how to measure those artificial sweeteners either. So often the release of insulin can be far greater with these more processed sugars and artificial sweeteners than it is with just regular table sugar. That's why high fructose corn syrup, even though gram for gram it's the same amount of calories as table sugar, it can have far more devastating effects because its effect on insulin is greater. And really, ultimately, it does come down to how much insulin is being dumped into the system. Now, you bring up a good point, the artificial sweeteners. Not only are they affecting insulin in a far greater way than maybe table sugar is, because the brain gets confused, we also know that some of those artificial sweeteners are neurotoxins. We know that they can actually destroy directly brain cells, and I would stay far away from them as much as possible.
Well, like aspartame increases glutamate production, correct? And glutamate destroys neurons.
Yeah, absolutely. That aspartate, I cannot believe that that's even allowed. See, here the FDA allows that to go out, yet they attack Cheerios for the oat brand cholesterol connection. I know I keep going back to that.
No.
But it's mind-boggling, Carl. It just drives me crazy.
It's, you know what? If anyone doesn't see the pure, unabashed, unapologetic corruption at the FDA, when you just look at that alone, you can take these chemicals that are known to destroy the nerves in your brain, But God forbid the cherry growers in Michigan say that these cherries are heart healthy and the FDA is down on them. And it's a sad thing if anybody at the FDA at the level of corruption, I mean, because not everybody at the FDA is corrupt. A lot of people are just employed there and they're following the direction of their bosses. But I mean, when you think about what that simple statement right there, that doesn't show you that the FDA is at worst corrupt and at best misguided. Either way, they should not be in charge of our health.
Absolutely not. Now, let's help your listeners out a little bit further, you know, because I always like to give them things that they can do to protect themselves. I know a lot of your listeners, Carl, are probably bodybuilders. I know that they're doing lots of protein in their diet, probably doing more red meat than maybe the average person is, and that's fine. I still think, even if they're avoiding sugar, it's still important to protect yourself from oxidative stress from the protein load, and I do think it's also important to protect yourself from the potential inflammation. I mean, everything is about a balance. I personally, Carl, I eat more protein. I eat a far higher protein diet than I do any other of the fats or the carbohydrates, and I do very well with it. But I also like to protect myself from that potential oxidation of the protein and fats, and also the inflammation. One of the key things for protecting your body from the oxidation that can occur to saturated fats, from the oxidation that it can occur to the proteins, there is this molecule called PON1. It's peroxidase 1, very important enzyme in the human body that protects fats and proteins and stuff from oxidation, and those levels really decrease as we get older. We now know through some studies we've been doing here at Life Extension that one of my favorite superfoods ever, pomegranate, is one of the best ways to increase this thing called PON1, this enzyme, to really protect saturated fats and proteins from oxidation.
Interesting.
Pomegranate is my true superfruit. I love to eat it. I know it's messy. I know some people think it's hard to eat, but there's nothing better than taking some of those pomegranate seeds and putting them onto salads and stuff. And pomegranate does really offer a great protection of from the oxidative damage that can occur from some of those sugars and stuff that do get into our system. Resveratrol is another big one.
Right.
I know we've heard a lot about resveratrol with anti-aging. Don't forget, Carl, resveratrol ultimately is a potent antioxidant. And we really should be getting more of that important nutrient in our diet. And then another one of mine that a lot of people don't do, I actually do this one for allergies, and it's quercetin. Quercetin is another type of polyphenol like resveratrol. It's found in many different food sources, but a high-quality quercetin supplement will also offer a lot of protection from oxidating the saturated fats. Okay, those are my top three, the pomegranate, the resveratrol, and the quercetin.
And if you're eating lots of red meat, you should be eating grass-fed beef as opposed to conventional beef.
Absolutely.
Because it has a higher degree of omega-3 to omega-6. Omega-3 is anti-inflammatory. Omega-6 is pro-inflammatory. And conventionally raised beef is exactly the opposite. It's higher in omega-6 and omega-9 and lower in omega-3. All right.
Perfect.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a listener question for Dr. Smith about cholesterol so that it fits right into this show. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Selective androgen receptor modulators represent the future of hormone replacement therapy. Institutions looking to perform research depend upon the potency and authenticity of the materials they buy. That's why your institution needs to trust Chemex for their SARMS materials. Go to chemx.net today for SARMS S4 for your research project. Don't trust the success of your project to questionable sources. Trust chemx.net. That's chemx.net. Chemex. Net. Are you tired of the same old pre-workout product? Would you like to catapult your body's growth and performance potential to an entirely new level? LG Science's Anadrolic State GT is the world's first kinetic amplification system. Anadrolic State GT goes beyond the pre-workout powders in functionality, adaptation, and power. Anadrolic State GT is the first of its kind, allowing users to take aggressive control in the gym with ferocious focus, explosive energy, and dominating strength. Anadrolic State GT is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet, and other fine retailers. Get yours today and join the LG Sciences Uprising.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
A company committed to truth in advertising, to science-driven product development, a company that still believes in accountability to its customers. All American EFX is that company. With a full line of performance-enhancing aids like Prealkaline EFX Pro, muscle pump amplifiers like Nitrix EFX, growth and recovery enhancers like LBA Pro and LG5 Pro, and a fully tested core nutrition series. So if you want the very best in bodybuilding and performance supplements, go to any GNC or visit AAEFX.com. Today. That's AAEFX.com. All American EFX. We don't play games. We just help you win them.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Hey, whether you're looking for that special someone or just a workout partner, finding someone who has your interests is difficult. If you go to superhumanradio.com and look on the right-hand side, you'll see a banner ad for fitness singles. Check it out. Create a free profile and start searching for that special someone who shares your interests in fitness and nutrition right there in your own backyard. Check it out. Dr. Smith, we have a question from a listener in Canada, actually.
Okay.
Carmela Ciarzo. Her dad has been diagnosed with high cholesterol in the 300 range. He has been prescribed a statin drug. She is reluctant to give it to him because of all the potential side effects associated with statin drugs. But at the same time, she's concerned. What could she do?
Well, that's a really good question. The first thing that I would have to ask is, what was 300? Was it the total cholesterol? Was it the LDL cholesterol? Did they give you a breakdown of some of those of the cholesterol in that question, Carl?
I will probably get a response from her in just a second, believe it or not, because she's on Facebook now, and perhaps she'll respond. It takes about 60 seconds for what you and I say here to actually go out over the air because of the delay. So we'll probably get an answer. Well, but in the meantime, I'm assuming that she was talking about total cholesterol.
Yeah, and we have to be careful with that because total cholesterol sometimes can be misleading. It's actually a calculation between the LDL, the HDL, and the triglycerides. You might have a lot of total cholesterol because you have a lot of HDL, for instance. So it can be misleading. But regardless, 300 is going to be high, period. Let me first, and of course we have to be careful here, Carl. I need to answer this hypothetically speaking.
Right. We are not giving medical advice here.
You know, one of the things at Life Extension, we're not against medications. And if medications are absolutely necessary, they are necessary, okay? What's more important to me is that we get control of the cholesterol than worrying about how we actually do that, okay? What's worse, doing a statin drug or having a heart attack? I mean, we have to sometimes keep that perspective. Now, if she's just totally against the statin medication at this time, and I perfectly understand that, I have I can list you out some of the best supplements you could take for helping to lower the LDL cholesterol, okay?
Go.
These are in the order that I like them. Number one, high-quality red yeast rice. High-quality red yeast rice does have a low percent of already a natural statin in it, but also has these different types of acids in it that can also help shut down the cholesterol production from the liver. And remember, of course, Carl, it's not how much cholesterol you're putting in your system. We now know that most of the cholesterol in the body is coming from the liver's production,
right?
Not the dietary source. The second one I like is actually a combination between citrus and palm extract. The trademark name for that one is called citronol, and I can say that here because it's been studied in human clinical trials. The citronol trademark name has been shown to lower the LDL cholesterol quite significantly compared to placebo, has absolutely no side effects, and offers a good alternative to people. That's my second choice. My third choice are going to be the soluble fibers. Don't ever forget about the fact that nature gives us cholesterol-controlling foods, sugar-controlling foods, and that's the soluble fibers. Soluble fibers are going to be able to bind up excess sugar, excess cholesterol, keep them out of your bloodstream before they even get in there from your gut, and they should always be a part of a good healthy diet, especially if you have cholesterol issues. There's lots of different types of soluble fibers. My favorite, the two tops, are the beta-glucans, which are also great for the immune system, by the way,
right,
and also the Google lipids, which have also been studied to lower the LDL cholesterol. The fourth one in line is the polycosanol. That comes, I know that was real popular a few years ago.
I remember it, yeah.
Yeah, it comes from the sugarcane wax, and it does work. It's just not as powerful as the red yeast rice, the citrus or palm, or the soluble fibers. So there are alternatives. Now, real quickly, let me also say this because this is important. What I practice and what we practice at Life Extension, or what we teach, is integrative medicine. What that means is you integrate the best of both worlds, traditional medicines with natural alternatives. If you have to use, if it really is necessary, especially if it's the LDL that's up to that 300 range, if it's necessary to use the statin, go ahead. I don't know why people feel they are locked into that drug forever. You're not.
Bingo.
We often use the drug to get it down, get it controlled, and then you use the natural things to keep it controlled.
A rescue, and use it as a rescue drug.
And it works that way. So many people think, whether it's cholesterol medications or something else, they think that once they get on that drug, they're going to have to be on it for the rest of their life. That is not true.
But you see, I got to speak to that. I think that, I mean, I know my dad was on a statin drug for the last 10 years of his life. The doctor never offered to take him off of it.
Well, because that doctor's not practicing integrative medicine.
And this is why I want more people, when their doctors say something to them, to follow up with a good question called why. Why? Why am I taking this? Why is this happening? People need to start asking why. And then also ask, how long do I have to take this drug for? If your doctor says, well, probably for the rest of your life, then you need to ask him why. Why can't I take it until this is under control, and then what other alternatives are there?
Right. And remember, too, if any of your listeners ever are confused about this, you know, at Life Extension, we have a whole staff of health professionals here. We have nutritionists, other doctors, naturopathic doctors, medical doctors like myself, who can help you, in a sense, come up with the set of questions you need to be asking your doctor. That will help you understand the situation and will help your doctor understand where you're coming from to find that regimen that's going to work best for you. But you're not locked into these medications. I got to tell you, Carl, I often will use a drug to get control, and then I make that conversion over to the natural things to keep it controlled. And it works well. It's integrative medicine, and maybe with that high of a cholesterol, that's the type of approach that maybe she might or her father should be a little open to.
Great. Okay. Now, we've answered that question. I have a question for you. I have heard rumors that this next issue of Life Extension magazine is going to be possibly one of the best to come out in a long time, and that's going to be hard to beat. What's going on over there?
Well, I'll tell you what. I have never seen in one magazine a set of articles that are covering such controversial topics and even brand new things that people probably have never even heard of. Let me start you off with the first article, Carl. Have you ever heard of the term diabesity?
No, but I can see where the word comes from.
Yeah, you can see where. Right. Life Extension, along with some doctors on our advisory board, have coined this term diabesity. It's basically the connection between blood sugar and obesity. And do you know what connects those two together?
What?
Inflammation. And this whole article is showing all the latest research on how inflammation is at the center of blood sugar control and obesity. And if you can lower inflammation, you can finally start losing that weight and controlling blood sugar. If you have had a problem in losing weight or getting management over your diabetes or even just kind of optimizing your blood sugars, you might be fighting an uphill battle if you're not handling inflammation in the body. So we have a whole article on this concept that we're coining of diabesity. It's a must read.
I love it. I know. Yeah. I remember reading a study about 8 or 9 months ago that made the supposition that it was, in fact, inflammation on a cellular level that also helped to attenuate insulin's ability to shuttle glucose into the cell. So under that theory, by reducing inflammation, you could reestablish insulin sensitivity.
Yeah, so you're going to give it away in the article, so just make sure they read it.
Okay. Sorry.
The other one, hey, now let me ask you this, Carl. In 1980, do you know how many CT scans were performed? That's CAT scans, radiological
no.
scans. About 10,000 or so. About 10,000 or so.
Okay.
You know how many were done in later years, like in 2007?
No.
Over 70 million. And I'm sorry, I got that 1980 number wrong, but in the year 2000, 70 million CAT scans were performed. We have now shown that from that year 2000, we are going to see an increase in 29,000 new cancer cases from that exposure to radiation.
Yeah, you know, a CAT scan produces 70 to 150 times the radiation exposure than a single X-ray.
Right, and we have all of this here for you in this one article. We're going to teach you if you absolutely have to have a CAT scan. There are sometimes, you know, if you've been in a car accident and they're worried about bleeding in your brain, well, a CAT scan is obviously what you need. But there are things you can do to protect yourself from the dangerous ionized radiation that comes from CAT scans. And we have a whole article on how to protect yourself from X-rays if you absolutely have to have them. That's another must read. There's another article. As you know, at Life Extension, Carl, we were we actually are the only company to have talked about the Ervingia gabinensis plant,
yes,
which is all about weight loss.
Right.
Well, we have now partnered up with another company. We have discovered another way to help people stop the compulsive overeating that happens from chronic stress today, and it happens to come from the spice saffron, which a lot of people like to do, and paellas and all these different types of meals. Turns out that a highly concentrated form of saffron can actually keep you from overeating. You combine it with your Ervingia gabinensis plat, and the weight loss effects are dramatic. Yes. So right there, we're going to teach you about how to lose better weight and stop compulsive overeating, protect yourself from ionized radiation. We're going to introduce you to this term called diabesity. This is a major magazine coming up. I really want all your listeners to look at this. We spend a lot of time writing this. As you know, Carl, this magazine is really more like a journal than it is,
yes,
any other industry magazine. This next one coming out, it'll be the August edition, which will come out in about a week, is a must-read, and if anything, for that diabesity term that we have coined, and ways to combat sugar and obesity. So this is a great magazine.
And if you're not already getting Life Extension magazine, there is no reason for you not to be getting it. You can get a free subscription at superhumanradio.com.
Yeah.
So there's really no reason not to be getting this wonderful magazine. I look forward to it every single month. There is always great information there. I learn so much from Life Extension magazine, and you should too. Get a free subscription at superhumanradio.com today. Hey, Dr. Smith, the hour has gone by so quickly as usual. I want to thank you so much for coming
on
the show today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Had a great time.
And we'll have you back soon, okay?
All right. Excellent.
All right. And thanks, everybody, for listening. And we will see you tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio.